Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming on the show for free.
Welcome in to Players Only.
Hit somebody in the mouth!
Brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio. Here's Chiefs ambassador and Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danan Hughes.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? I am back in the building. Players Only is here for another week before the bye week, and more importantly, before this matchup with the Bills. We will get to that matchup, as we always do in the fourth quarter of the show. But remember, the phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7965. Before I dive into all the interesting points and meaty details that we're going to tackle during this one-hour show, I got to revert back to some of the things I was listening to as Carrington was on the air with Binkley and Joshua Briscoe, etc. I am with Steven Spector, not just because he's one of the bosses here, one of my bosses, but because we are team boneless. Boneless wings, team boneless for life. I work to put the food on my plate, Chris. I don't want to work while the food is on my plate. And for the little amount of meat that you would get off of a bone-in wing and having to order 12 and 18 and 24 of them just to have a meal is worthless time. My time is more valuable than that. So I am team boneless wings with my man Steven Spector. I also heard him talking about Oreos and Chips Ahoy. Let me tell you something. I'm going to peep you to some game right now. Don't judge me. I don't want to see on the text line anybody judging me for this. Chips Ahoy alone is good. Let me tell you something about Oreos. Get yourself some cold applesauce and take your Oreo, scoop the applesauce, and eat that. It is a genuine delicacy. I want to tell Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce to have this on the menu at 1587. That's how good this is. I've been eating it since I was in high school, I think. Oreos and applesauce. Don't judge me, text line. I'm just telling you what's real. We're not at the hot fire, spit fire take. Where's Julio when you need him? Remember, the phone lines, text lines open, 913-586-7965. As you heard in the intro, we're brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Merriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. I was in 30 Hop, had me some boneless wings, which were some of the best in the city, And they also told me that they have the Sunday ticket at both of those locations. So if you have not done so, especially with the Chiefs on the road, and you need somewhere to go watch football on Sunday, make your way to 30 Hop. The Sunday ticket is there. All right, we got the Chiefs and the Bills coming up, but we got to recap the Commanders last week. Another fine performance by our Chiefs. They did an amazing job of owning that game. You can tell that they are clicking on all cylinders right now, offense, defense. Even though they had a little bit of a setback in the kickoff coverage game, they had multiple penalties on the kickoff return game. I feel like Harrison Butker has basically turned the corner and gotten back to his consistency level that we've all become accustomed to seeing from him. It was a huge win. Yes, Marcus Mariota is not Jaden Daniels. We get that. But every team goes through injuries. Every team has adversity that they have to deal with. And it's up to us, again, as you've heard me say over the course of time, win the games you're supposed to win, beat the teams at home. That's what you're supposed to do. If you're trying to become a championship team or at least get back to the same level of the championship quality football that we have become accustomed to seeing, beat teams you're supposed to beat and win at home, especially on Monday Night Football at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. I thought with some of the notes I took during the game, I should say, the no-huddle offense was a little bit of a challenge, but I can understand Washington and Dan Quinn wanting to do that. They wanted to kind of take the fans out of the game. They also wanted to eliminate some of our substitution packages, keep us on our heels a bit, and not allow us to be as creative defensively early in that game by running the tempo offense and not huddling up. We were able, as we've always been able to do under Steve Spagnuolo, is make the adjustments during the game. We came out absolutely on fire for the second half, scoring on multiple possessions after possession after possession. The seventh straight 100-yard rushing game. I don't know if the fans recognize this, how important this is, because if you remember, some of the flack that we've gotten earlier this season was because there wasn't a running back leading this team. And it was Patrick Mahomes leading the team in rushing. And we didn't have that bell cow, that horse at that running back position that we were leaning on for 20 plus carries like maybe you see around the league. Seven straight games with 100 plus yards rushing. That's special on this offense, regardless of how it comes, whether it's jet sweeps to our wide receivers, whether it's a mixture of Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco and Breshard Smith, or if Patrick Mahomes opts to run with the football as opposed to throwing it up in traffic and taking unnecessary chances down the field. Smart football, quality rushing attack, seven straight games of 100 plus yards, five straight games of scoring 28 plus points. Now, everybody remembers the 2018, 2021 teams. You remember the Legion of Zoom and how we were imposing our will offensively on other teams to the clip of what it seemed like we were averaging over 30 points a game. To think that right now we're back into that zone, five straight games of 28 points or more. And then everybody knows our superstar Travis Kelce tying Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in Chiefs history with a great number, 83 total touchdowns. I like that number. Hopefully he'll break it next week. If not, next week, I mean, at this point, with us having to go to Denver and to go to, going to Buffalo, then going to Denver, there's a very slim chance that he'll break it at home, but he'll continue to extend that streak. I have total confidence in that. As most of you know, if you've listened before, I am the color analyst for the Chiefs Radio Network, and part of my job is post-game interviews. Soon as the clock hits zero, I get to shoot down a locker room and interview a couple of players as well as Andy Reid. With that being said, let's go to what Andy Reid said after the game. I love when I get a chance to interview him. It's very lighthearted, especially when we win. and he gives us some great nuggets.
All right, here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, congratulations. Another big win. Three straight home games and three straight wins.
Yeah, it's great to play here at Arrowhead. I mean, our fans are unbelievable, and, you know, we appreciate that. Anyways, yeah, it was good. Good
evening. The game started off action-packed, but had you ever been a part of a game where each team got into the other on the other side of the field, but no points were had?
Yeah, it was weird. It was a weird deal. Turnovers and, you know, I mean, there were no punts in the first half, and yet, you know, we had no score. It was very interesting that way.
Now, from a defensive perspective, they were moving the ball a little efficiently in the first half. That no-huddle kind of tempo offense, what kind of challenge did that present to you guys?
Yeah, well, first I thought the officials did a good job of managing it, because that's tough to manage. So we were able to get our substitutions in. But, yeah, it can be tough that way. They do a nice job with it, and they've got a good scheme. And Mariota, listen, he's a good quarterback, mm-hmm. and he had his two guys back. That was one heck of a catch by 17, by the way.
Yeah, so coming out hot in the second half, I mean, it seems like that's been a staple of you guys' success is the halftime adjustments. But hot is kind of an understatement when you're scoring on just about every possession.
Yeah, it was both ways. I mean, it was defense shut them out and did a nice job, and then offense was able to put some points on and score. Not good if you're a punter, but it's good otherwise, you know, for both sides.
Coach, you have seven straight 100-yard-plus rushing games, five straight games of 28-plus points. How big is that?
Yeah, the backs ran hard. Pat did a nice job, too, when he had an opportunity. And, yeah, that's great. I mean, the main thing is a win. I mean, the stats are great. Points becoming the important thing, and you got to maintain that as you go. So we were able to put 28 points up against a real good defense, and especially that defensive front. I think they're very good. So we were able to get that done. And I thought Nags had a great game plan for him, and the guys executed.
Coach, you're a grandfather. I'm a grandfather. When I talk to my kids and grandkids, I say I'm not old. I'm seasoned. Well, you got a guy out there, number 87, who's seasoned, who just tied Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in Chiefs history. How big is that for somebody of his stature?
Yeah, you know, he needs to get busy, get married, and have some kids so he can join us. But he's a great one. He does a heck of a job, and, you know, we're lucky to have him. We've had some great tight ends here over the years, as you know, with the Chiefs. And for this guy to do what he's done, he's an amazing guy. He loves to play. Yeah. I mean, he loves it today as much as he did when he was a rookie. So I appreciate that.
Congratulations, Coach.
All right, Dan. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great interview. You can tell how light he was, how, you know, he was able to exhale and show his personality, the same type of personality that he encourages the team to exude on the field and off the field as well. It was a happy locker room. Another interview I had was with Brian Cook. You heard Andy Reid talk about the defense stepping up. Sometimes, I'd say most times, this defense gets overshadowed because of the star power of our offense, the return of Rashee Rice. I want to make sure that we continue to shine light on our defense. The third win of five games this year where we have in the NFL, this ain't college, this is not non-conference games in the college in the beginning of the season where Alabama State is playing Alabama, et cetera. This is the NFL, and we have three of our five wins where the opponents scored less than double-digit points. Got a chance to speak with Brian Cook.
All right, thanks, guys. Here with Brian Cook. Brian, another great display by your defense. I mean, things were a little bit shaky early in the game, but it seems like you guys kind of tightened the screws up and got things done.
Yeah, you know, the team together, you know, made some corrections in the defensive room, obviously during halftime, and then came out there just at the end of the day, we got to communicate and trust one another, and what you've seen is, you know, basically the product of that. So excited for my guys, excited to see how we can keep this thing rolling. Got a nice tough battle this next weekend, so looking forward to that as well.
So one thing I noticed about the defense, specifically with your position, is that you were playing more center field in the past, and now you're playing a little bit more closer to the line of scrimmage. Is that an adjustment that you like? You like to be kind of closer to the action as opposed to being deep?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I play more in the box in college, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I just do whatever the team needs me to do. Whether it's playing the post or playing man-to-man, it don't really matter to me. You know, I'm going to feel I'm going to do whatever I can to help the team win.
Seems like the Commanders came out early. No huddle. Tempo offense. A little bit of a challenge early. Speak to that adjustment. I mean, is it the communication on the sideline? Is it more so as the action is going where you guys recognize you're moving backwards a little bit more than you'd like and you have to tighten some things up?
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of it's kind of like a boxer. You know, it's like trying to throw a counter but moving backwards. You know what I'm saying? So coach kind of got on our tails about being able to communicate and then showing pressure looks or, you know, showing different looks to the quarterback while still in that no huddle realm, because, you know, for them, they're trying to move fast, but if we can get them to think a little bit now, like that counter punch, you know, as far as moving backwards analogy, kind of come to play for us. So he's able to do that. At first it was a little bit of struggle. I mean, obviously, you know, tape is different than obviously game, but he was able to get it done, so I'm excited about that.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Brian Cook. Obviously, a lot of joy around that locker room, justifiably so. The book is now closed on the Washington Commanders. Remember, the phone lines, text lines open, 913-586-7965. When we come back, we got the hot fire, spitfire take. Chris is here in place of my man Julio. We're going to see what kind of judge he is.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. because I spit hot fire.
Woo! I'll call me super hot boy, 100 degrees, leather jacket, because I'm super hot boy. Oh!
And we are back, players only, back in the building. I'm your host, Danon Hughes. You can follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at DAHughesGuy83, on Instagram at Danon Hughes. And as you heard on the intro, this is the hot fire, spit fire take. Before I get to my hot fire take, first of all, I'm glad that I did not save my boneless wings take for hot fire take, because you were very judgmental, Chris, and I'm not feeling that. But I see on the text line, 913-586-7965, some people are judging me as well. We'll tackle that in the third quarter. But my hot fire, spit fire take. If you watch this last game, Washington Commanders versus the Chiefs, and I work for ESPN. Obviously, I'm on the Chiefs Radio Network. For many of you that may not know, not to be boasting right here, I am the only color analyst in the country that does college baseball, college football, college basketball, NFL football, and then this year was my first year doing Little League World Series. I was a two-sport athlete in college, three-sport athlete growing all the way up, and I'm very, very fortunate, very blessed that I could still have my foot in one of those sports or all of those sports that I grew up in Little League. Shout out to Bayonne, New Jersey, Bayonne Little League. Was definitely grooming me as a baseball player, and I played professional baseball for 2 years before the Chiefs. So even though ESPN is one of my employers, I have to say that I was disappointed in the teeing up of the Rashee Rice rap sheet graphic. And for just so you all know, pre-production meetings prior to games include graphics that are going to come up. They can be talking about them the day before, the night before, or maybe even the morning of. We have this graphic. We have these 10 graphics that we're going to tee up just in case something happens during the game. If you remember during the Washington Commanders game, they waited until he got the bogus penalty for throwing the ball at Quan's head, the defensive back, when he was trying to throw to the official. Now, I'm not going to sit here and be naive and say 100% sure that he was not trying to hit him and getting the ball to the official. That would definitely warrant a wah-wah-wah on a take. I have been in that situation, and what you want to have is like a flyover effect of that ball maybe scraping the helmet, flashing by the eyes or out the corner of the eye of the defender as maybe like a slap in the face. He didn't have the control of it like he wanted. He was throwing it to the official, but I am sure that he still wanted to send a message to the DB while the ball was flying over. But I did not like the idea of taking that one negative situation. He had a holding penalty, then he had that penalty, and then using that as a platform for them to show the graphic of the negatives that he had experienced off the field. I understand, Chris, that it is necessary news, but I was just disappointed that holding that graphic, it's like you were holding the graphic or you've been in an argument with a spouse or whatever, and you're holding on to something, and soon as they say something bad, you pull out this long laundry list of things that they did wrong. I just don't like that. I understand it's news to me, maybe opening the game with that, saying, hey, Rashee Rice, this is prime time, his first time back on the field on Monday Night Football. Just to kind of give you a recap, this is what he went through, but we are here now. The slate is clean. But to wait and hold on to it to kind of capitalize on the negatives on the field, I just didn't agree with that. I thought that was in bad taste, and I would hope that they would do better. It's the same thing that we're experiencing with Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and the gambling stuff and finding out that they are 2 of 34
people that were arrested, but yet they're the only two people whose pictures that we have seen on national coverage, not just on ESPN and Fox Sports, but on CNN and Fox News and all the other outlets. So for anybody that wants to say those two are the high profile people and that's why they have their picture on sports, well, what about the regular news? They should have everybody on there, or at least the next day. We're a week plus out from this circumstance, and none of those other guys have been displayed a percentage amount of what we've seen from those other two guys. So from a bias standpoint, I'm not going to say classless. I just say bias and disappointing standpoint. The highlighting of the negative of athletes goes in line with some of the biases that have been experienced by guys who actually are playing a sport. Remember this. These are athletes. They're professional athletes. They are the best in the world at what they do, and they're getting paid accordingly. Just like CEOs, just like anybody that, whether it's stockbrokers or whomever, traders, etc., you are the best at what you do, and you're being paid accordingly. We like to minimize athletes and not take into consideration the personal side of them, the human side of them, and especially with athletes, the youth level of making mistakes. How many of us could say at 21, 22, 23 years old, if we were thrust 6-7 figures, that we would not make some dumb mistakes? They're not dumb people. They just make dumb mistakes, just like a lot of us and a lot of young adults have done. Chris, you know what that sound like? That sounded like some boneless wings getting cooked. That did not sound like any bone-in wings. I'm so glad. thank you so much. We got that recorded. That sounded just like the boneless wings that I eat around town. I got the 816 saying, boneless wings are not real. It's processed chicken. Well, I proceed to eat them every single time I'm around some boneless wings. So they can be processed all you would want. Boneless is straight trash. I told you not to be judging me. Do not judge me. There's a lot. I'm not saying they're trash, but I know you eat trash. Whoever said that from the 816, white meat nuggies. They're not nuggies. I got a great education at Bayonne High School in New Jersey and the University of Iowa. When I open up the menus, it says boneless wings. I trust the author of the menus around town, especially at 30 Hop, which has some great wings. All right, when we come back, we got the phone lines, text lines open, 913-586-7965.
You're listening to Players Only with Dana Hughes, brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
All right, we are back. Halftime is over, Players Only, and I am Danan Hughes, your host. Remember, the phone lines, text lines open, 913-586-7965. I will not take any negative judgment of my choice of boneless wings, but I am entertained by all the text messages, and maybe we'll have a few people on the phone lines chime in about that. Let's go to Dan and KCK.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? It was a good game by the Chiefs. You know, a little tough first half. You know, they really picked it up in the second half. They had Kareem Hunt with two touchdowns, and Travis Kelce breaking the Priest Holmes record with 83 touchdowns, and a touchdown by Rasheed Rice, and an intercept, tipped interception off of Deebo Samuel by Mike Dana and Jack Cochran. I didn't agree with the penalty on Rasheed Rice at the end of the game. I didn't agree with the penalty on Charles Manu, and he tried to explain it to the Washington assistants. They don't want to hear anything of it. I thought it was a little bit funny. He was trying to reason with him, you know. So, you know, it was a really good game altogether. So let's take care of the Bills. And Dana, I'll tell you something. Xavier Rhodey is going to have a big game because, you know, the Bills could have had him, and he let him go to the Chiefs. Let's take care of business. Take care of yourself, Dan.
Appreciate you, Dan, from KCK. Always that infusion of energy we need in the middle of the show. I will say, Charles Omenihu, that penalty was based on him taking his helmet off. You're not allowed to take your helmet off, especially if you're chatting with the other sideline. Unless it comes off in the field of play or in action, you have to keep your helmet on. And that was what prompted that penalty. As far as Xavier Worthy, he is on a couple of my fantasy teams, so I'm hoping he has a big day in Buffalo. If you remember last year, had a couple of blunders in that game, didn't keep his feet in bounds on a deep pass, crossing route to the sideline, learning opportunities. He's definitely gotten better from that, but I expect a big day from him. Let's go to line two, Batman.
You know what, D? You, what I love about your show is, like, a lot of the guys, this, you know, 96.5 got the best analysts and the best people that you could have on there. But you've been on the field, bro. You actually have worn the armor. And I listen to you more than anybody. And I wish you had a longer show, to tell you the truth. But I've always respected you and everything like that. And I'm telling you that this team, you know, I said it on a couple of the shows. I've been lucky. I haven't been so busy. I've said that if this team is the best one that we've ever seen, then what are we? You know, what we're looking at is a juggernaut. And the only thing that can really stop them is themselves and their attitude. And we're getting our swag back, bro. And that defense is unlimited. They're going to go as they're picking up. Everybody's going to go as Patrick goes. And they're going to do it for Travis, and we're going to end up going to the damn Super Bowl. I'm guarantee you, brother. So I just want to hear what you think about this game against Josh Allen, because I think they're the two best men in the business in their craft, and this ought to be one heck of a game. Love you, brother. I'll always call in whenever I get a chance.
I appreciate you, Batman. To my recollection, that might be the first time I've heard from Batman, so absolutely appreciate you. You're more than welcome to call in or text in anytime, man. And yes, this is going to be a great matchup. We're going to get to that in the fourth quarter of the show, specifically Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen. I thought the point you made about this defense, fans, this is a special time in Chiefs history. And it's crazy to say that considering where we've been and what we've accomplished up to this point. But we have a top five offense and a top five defense. That is what I believe is a first, and it's definitely special. All right, let's go to line three, Patrick from KCK. What's good, man?
Okay, here, you old brothers. Y'all crazy, but you make me feel like I'm at the ballpark sometime. I like y'all play-by-play, Mr. Damon Hughes, to Josh Klink, and, oh, Lord, what's the play-by-play man name there?
Mitch Holtis.
Mitch Holtis, yeah. Well, now, I've born blind, been blind all my life, but players make me feel like I'm at the ballpark. And I think this is going to be a heck of a game there. I like old Buffalo man when he ain't playing against us.
Yeah.
But when he's playing against us, I don't like him no more. So thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate you. I appreciate the honesty as well and transparency about where your fandom lies. I will say this, I appreciate that call so much. I appreciate that support so much because I get a chance to speak public speaking around town at different events, corporate events, et cetera. And I always speak about what's a luxury of my job as the color analyst on the Chiefs Radio Network. I usually say I speak to the soccer moms, the baseball dads, the truckers, the parents that are shuttling kids around. Because though that's who are normally part of the listening audience for the radio. You just indicated something that maybe I took for granted.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Or I wasn't even thinking about the visually impaired folks who lean on us to paint the color of the game. Hence, color analyst. That's what I am. Mitch Holtis is the play-by-play. Josh Klingler is the sideline. The color analyst. I have about 12 to 15 seconds between every single play where I can paint the picture of what the action just happened on the field. And it blesses my soul to hear from fans that cherish that, but then to hear from someone like yourself who can't see any action, won't be able to see the highlights after the game or when they got home after shuttling kids or highlights the next day, but they get to soak up every word out of my mouth and enjoy this great window of time and this great Chiefs team. So I appreciate that, man, so much. All right, let's go to Big T. What's good, bro?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. Good stuff tonight. So first of all, man, the offense took a minute to get going. As I called in last week, I said we were going to ballroom blitz them. And you know how dances are. They take a little bit longer to get going. And as it got going, we ended up waltzing all over Washington. And Travis Kelce, how about that big dog on the porch? He's a badass mofo. We love Travis Kelce. I want to salute, give him a shout out for tying the Priest Holmes for most touchdowns in Kansas City Chiefs history. Woo! Keep up the good work by that young man. And then, you know, Dana, our defense, I'm glad people are talking about this defense. That offense is locked and loaded, but I don't think people realize, and the rest of the NFL realizes, that defense is coming for you. Mike Dan, a great game by you, young man. Keep up the great work. Cooks, Karlaftis, all of you guys. The defense is playing well, and I think that's going to be the outcome for the Buffalo game. If you ask me, the defense, Buffalo has Oliver out, and that's a huge loss for them. Yeah. But also, too, I heard this egghead analyst from ESPN talking about how Buffalo is built to beat Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, are they built to beat New England and Atlanta? Are they? Hell no. I've said it before and I've said it again. You can win during the regular season. I don't care what you do. But come playoff time, it's not Sean McDermott. It's Sean McDormand. Let's beat the Buffalo Bills. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
Appreciate you, Big T. I 100% agree with you. But I will say this matchup, regular season matchup, is probably the most important regular season matchup between these two teams that I can remember. This is the 10th time that we will have played the Buffalo Bills since 2020. We're already on the schedule to play them next year in their new stadium. So we will play them at least 11 times in the first 6 years of, or I should say in the last 6 years since 2020. That is the making of a rivalry, if it's not already that. And heck, it's almost like they're in the AFC West division. So we'll take it. It's a great matchup. It's entertaining for all the fans as well. I do agree with you on the defense. They got to step up this week. If not for Josh Allen, definitely against James Cook, who's leading the league in rushing and coming off a 200-yard game last week. So, all right. So I got the text line, 913, from the 913. You like your steak cut up for you too? Actually, I will take a steak frite or a plate of steak frites anytime. Bones are speed bumps. I work to get the food on the plate. I do not want to work while the food is on the plate. So I eat fillets, boneless chicken, burn ends. If I get ribs, which I see somebody chimed in from 816, so would you be in favor of boneless ribs? I would definitely be in favor of boneless ribs. And if I have to eat ribs, which I like the ribs all around town, they better fall off the bone. So if I got to pick up the bone, they better just drop off. That's the perfect rib that I would like. All right, from the 816, dang, Danon, most dudes in college just go with ramen over Oreos and applesauce. Ramen noodles? I was kind of a ramen noodle guy. I was more Franks and beans in college. I can eat bowls of those while I was in high school and college. Oreos and applesauce, I'm telling you, trust me. But make sure, I had a friend, Kyle Myers, he introduced it to his son, and they made the mistake of getting warm applesauce off the shelf and eating it. That's not the delicacy I'm speaking about. It has to be for refrigerator cold applesauce, and then not the double stuff Oreos, the regular Oreos, dip, scoop, eat. Boom, I'm telling you. All right, from the 816, boneless is straight trash. We already talked about that. Don't judge me. What else do we got? From the 816, it's processed chicken. From the 913, dang, you're talking about delicacy. Have you tried Cajun boiled peanuts? No, I don't really eat Cajun food. I'm very picky. I'm not healthy. I'm just very picky. So anything spicy, I do not eat. So I can't imagine. And peanuts are not necessarily my favorite. I do eat cashews, but not necessarily straight peanuts. So that's probably 0-2 on that. And I don't normally try stuff. I figured I'm about to turn 55 years old. If I have not tasted it up to this point, it's not meant to be tasted. I'd rather go with the safe route and not walk away from, especially from a meal that I'm paying for, thinking I'm tasting something, having to pay for it and not liking it. That's just me. Again, this is no judgment zone. This is a no judgment zone. All right, from the 816, do you think we should look at trying to trade for some pass rushing help? We don't really seem to get pressure unless we blitz. I don't think there's ever a time where you should not look for pass rush help. It's always good to have depth. And if we're going to score at the clip that we're scoring offensively, then you know teams are going to be playing
catch up, or they're going to try to throw themselves into the game and play blow for blow, throw for throw with Patrick. And it will always be good to have extra bodies to rotate in and get pressure on the quarterback. All right, third quarter's over. We will tackle a few more text messages next. But when we come back, we got to talk about these Bills.
You're listening to Players Only with Dana Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
All right, we are back, fourth quarter of the show. Just got a few minutes left. I still do want to tackle a few of these text messages. Remember, Players Only, follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at DAHughesGuy83, and Instagram at Danan Hughes. Brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and 30 Hop in Lee Summit and Merriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. And the Sunday Ticket is huge there, so make your way over to 30 Hop. I got a couple of more text messages from the 913. Are you still in the mortgage biz with all the sports work you have going on? When do you sleep? Yes, I am still in the mortgage business. If you're looking for a home, I heard my guy C-Dot. I'll give him some insight on buying his first home and anyone else that's out there. I work at Community America Credit Union as a home mortgage, and I've been in that business for over 23 years now. So definitely give me a shout. Happy to help. It's so nice from the 816. It's so nice hearing the same callers I hear for Vern's postgame show for the Royals. I love this city, Danan. Yeah, this is awesome, man. I mean, anytime you get people chiming in, taking time out to wait on hold for 20, 30, 40 minutes just to give a minute or two take, and they have such passion for this Chiefs team and sports in general, it's always awesome. All right, so we got the Buffalo Bills up in Western New York, a very dangerous Buffalo Bills team. As you've heard, if you've listened to the shows throughout the day, heck, throughout this week, this Buffalo Bills game is very unique in its matchup because it's one of the few times, if not the first time, where this matchup is not going to garner the lead in any division. Usually it's Buffalo versus the Chiefs, Chiefs versus Buffalo, here or there, even though it's been there more times in recent years in the regular season, that the winner is usually taking a step up towards a number one seed and definitely a step up in regards to leading their specific division, AFC East and or the AFC West. This is the first time that regardless of what happens this weekend, you're still looking at two teams that may be in the second or tied for second in their divisions, depending on how things unfold around the NFL. But yet, there's still star power. There's still anger. There's still bitterness. There's still the heated rivalry that we've all come to love and respect and be entertained, thoroughly entertained by, even at times when we've lost those games. The Bills have owned us in the regular season to the tune in the last five times we've played them in the regular season, they've beaten us four times. The last four times we played them in the postseason, we've won all four times. The four of the last 5 years, we have literally ended their season. I've been in that locker room. I've played against teams that beat us and ended our season the next year, and I can't tell you how much the height of emotion and intensity goes through your body as you prep for that game and definitely as you come out of the locker room. So I can expect the Bills to be on cloud nine, be on a whole different level of intensity because they want to show the world that the two losses that they sustained this year prior to their bye week were an anomaly, and now they have shown themselves that they have turned the corner with a 40-9 win last week against the Carolina Panthers, and then showcasing to us, although it's not prime time, at 3:25 Central Time on Sunday, they're able to show by dinner time that they are a force to be reckoned with and a top team in the AFC. That's their incentive. For us, it's business as usual. It is week 9 football. That's the great thing about your Chiefs, is that it's never too high, never too low. It is always about the matter at hand right now. Don't look towards the bye week. Don't look towards the Denver Broncos and going to Denver in a couple of weeks and the Indianapolis Colts coming here. The matter at hand right now is the Buffalo Bills. And it's no more important. I should say it is so much more important because of the hole we put ourselves in with opening the season with losses to the Chargers and the Eagles. This is an important game. I feel like we have the best overall team or the better overall team. I am thinking that this game is 38-28 Chiefs win and makes it a short flight home, late night flight home from Western New York back to Kansas City. For Chris, for all the callers, for the texters, I appreciate y'all so much. Thanks for joining me on this Thursday evening. We will talk to you next week after an expected win against the Buffalo Bills. Peace.
You're listening to Players Only with Dane and Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.